All right, up next will be Arizona coach Herb Sendek, and the Sun Devils are on the road. They are at Colorado, they're at Utah on Wednesday, then at Colorado on Saturday. Coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from Doug Holler, Arizona Republic.
Herb, you've expressed frustration with your foul shooting throughout the year. Just what kind of disadvantage does that put a team when you can't rely on getting to the free throw line to either close out a team or to get back into a game with the clock stop?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've done a pretty good job getting to the line. It's just we haven't shot a very good percentage. And obviously those are, you know, key points. If you run a good action and you draw a foul and you get to the line and you come up empty, that's hard to swallow sometimes.
Have you guys gotten better in practice as the years unfolded?
I think we're probably about where we have been. It's one thing to shoot them in practice; it's another to make them in a game.
Okay, thanks, Herb.
You're welcome.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Herb, Sean was just saying that, in his mind, both Cal and Stanford not only could make the tournament, but could win at least a game in the NCAA tournament. And I'm curious what you made of the Bay Area schools after they swung down here.
Yeah, I think both those teams are outstanding. Two really good basketball teams, and quite honestly, I feel that way about our whole league right now. I think our league is really, really good. Everybody said it was going to be good, and you know what? It is really good. And I'm talking about, you know, through January and February. I'm not talking about what happened, you know, at Halloween in November. I'm just telling you right now, our league is really good, and there are 12 good basketball teams, and there are no easy games.
What does Cal do well? What makes them so dangerous? Obviously, they have Crab, but there's a little more to it than that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it obviously starts with Crab. I mean, he put on a spectacular performance over the weekend. You know, he got 31, so that's significant. And when Cobbs is scoring, you know, and he tacks on 20 plus, and they go for over 50 together, I mean, that's a really strong 1-2 punch. And their other players, I think, do a great job fulfilling their roles. I mean, they're a good team.
Your next question comes from Jack Magruder, Fox Sports, Arizona.
Herb, I'm sorry if you already addressed this, but you beat both the teams you're playing this week at home in close games. What do you take away from that, and what do the players take away from those games?
Well, once again, those games were played, you know, almost a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so much has changed since then. The teams are different. Teams change from one TV timeout to the next, let alone a month and a half later, Jack.
Yeah.
And so, you know, both teams will look at the tape of that game and, you know, see what happened. But, you know, it's an entirely new ball game.
There's basically no relevance to the earlier games?
Well, I wouldn't say there's no relevance, but I don't know that you could extrapolate, you know, very much. I mean, I think, you know, teams will look at tendencies and maybe how they guarded each other and that kind of thing. But, you know, it's a new game.
Gotcha. Thank you. Am I still on?
Go ahead, Jack.
Are you coming home from Utah, or are you going to stay up there?
We're going to stay.
And just go to Boulder the next day?
Yes.
Are you concerned at all about that much off time? I don't know if you've done Wednesday, Saturday before.
We did. What do? We did Thursday, Sunday at Oregon. So, you know, in two of our trips, we've had extended trips.
Is that good or bad? Or I know you can't do anything about it. But.
No, we have to play the games as they're scheduled and, you know, focus on the things we can control.
Some coaches have said that maybe an extra preparation day is beneficial for the second game. Do you feel that way?
It can be, absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
The next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Herb, what's happened recently with Jordan Bashinsky? I notice his playing time has really gone down. Is he just in a funk right now, or what's happened?
Well, the last two games, if that's what you're referring to, two games ago against Cal, Ruslan played great in the second half. You know, had his career best game. And then against Stanford, you know, we had some difficulty with them playing two forwards on the front court, and we were trailing significantly in the second half, so we tried some different things.
And then, but it even goes back, I think, to the Washington game, the third game back.
Yeah, he obviously didn't play his best game against Washington. Their front court, you know, really put it on us, and that wasn't just Jordan. That was our entire team, and specifically our front court.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from John Henderson, Denver Post.
Hey, Herb, you guys are one of the reasons the Pac-12 is so much better this year. What has been the big reason for you guys' improvement this season?
Well, we have an entirely different team than we had a year ago. I mean, we have significant changes in our personnel, both additions and subtractions. So, you know, it's almost not even, you know, relevant to try to connect or compare the two because our team is, you know, so different than it was a year ago in terms of who's on it.
And what are you doing so much better this year then? What are you happiest with?
We're doing just about everything better this year. And, you know, a big part of it, you know, is just being able to have a true point guard on our team. You know, I thought last year offensively a lot of our struggles emanated from not having a true point guard.
Again, to ask a question, press star one.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, that'll do it. Herb, thanks for your time today. Good luck this week.
Okay, thanks.
You bet. We'll see you.